Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite AfterBuzz TV after show begins, I'm so excited to tell you that my new cookbook is out. It's called The Every Girl's Guide to Cooking. It's the quickest, fastest, easiest, most amazing recipes for kitchen newbies and chefs alike. Please check out MariaMenounos.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey, How to Get Away with Murder fans, welcome to the AfterBuzz TV after show. Unfortunately, Jillian is not here with us tonight. She's not feeling well, but we all wish her the best. Speedy recovery. Fear not, though. We've got the rest of the panel here.
Yeah.
Holding it down.
Yeah.
Holding it down, right?
Let's get through the lines. Stacey?
What's up, guys? It's Stacey Ike. Check me out on Twitter and Instagram at One Take Stace. Can't wait to hear what you had to say about this episode.
Hey guys, I'm Sterling, and you can find me at Sterling Cates.
Awesome. I'm JB. I'll be your lead host tonight. You guys can find me at Hey John Blake. Crazy episode.
I know.
Seriously. Yeah. We found out so much. Yeah. Just information overload.
Especially at the end. I mean, they've done that a couple times where they just like load up the back of the episode.
And it's
like fire.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. It's the penultimate finale episode.
Right.
So we got a lot.
Can you believe it?
I don't like that it's only one more episode. I'm like, this is one of the shows that I really, really enjoyed this season.
That Viola contract,
Yeah.
She's like, and we're done. Thank you. Did I kill everybody?
Gotta make some
everybody
movies.
Happy?
Gotta make some movies right now.
Gotta go.
This episode is entitled There's My Baby. It's episode 14. We obviously get that answer. We can talk about that first. Her baby, who remains nameless still. We saw it coming because it's all a flashback. We know she doesn't actually have a kid. Gets killed in the car crash. She's hit by a person that runs a red light and does not survive the C-section. That must be.
That whole storyline was just so sad. Yeah. It's really hard to watch.
Yeah.
Because of the whole conversation that she had with Eve just before then about not being sure if she was ready for a kid or not being sure if she wanted a kid.
Yeah.
But then we kind of felt like she did want it, finally.
Right.
And she was ready. And then, obviously, that happened. Yeah. And that was just really emotional.
Yeah, I sort of saw, I mean, her whole, like, mantra change with how compassionate she was with Rose. How, like, I mean, that's a very different Annalise than we've seen in all the other episodes.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen, like, the ruthless, like, do anything to win the case Annalise. And this one was, like, kind of bending the rules, even ready to lose because of how she felt for Rose.
But the thing is, when she was talking to Wes about, like, I wanted to win so much, is that really what it was? Because her clients suck. Like, they're not good people. So why did she want to win that much? Is it her or was it for them because they were dangerous? Like, why was that?
I think it was because this was a while back, so it was at the beginning of her career as a lawyer, so I think this would have been a big victory
for
her.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think that ambition was still there even that many years ahead of time. And I mean, we see now, even to this day, she's willing to do
whatever it takes to win.
Yeah.
That's putting it lightly.
Yeah. And I think that she has lived with the guilt of seeing someone kill themselves, whether it was her fault or not.
Right.
I mean, at the end of the day, you can't blame yourself or someone else killing themselves.
Right, right.
But it's, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that incident could kind of affect who she becomes. I think seeing someone point blank, like, stab themselves in the neck.
Which we saw again four times.
I know.
I mean,
like,
we've
already lived through this.
You know, I kind of feel like that was a representation of how Annalise feels. Like, I'm even desensitized to it because, like, by the third time it showed up, I was like, we're doing this again?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like, no offense, Kelsey. Like,
I mean, clearly, very graphic
powerful.
Still.
Right.
But, you know,
graphic,
again, when you expose yourself to that time and time again, it becomes less impactful.
Right. That's very true.
What did you guys think of the scene, of the actual hospital scene when they say the baby's dead.
So we talked a lot off screen. I thought it was really interesting. You guys have to tweet us when you kind of hear what we thought in terms of, like, the way that they gave, you know,
Annalise her baby.
Yes, and JB was saying he doesn't think that's how it really goes in the hospital. There's no way that you would give that attachment. Sterling kind of agree, but then
upon further reflection, I can see where they would give the couple the choice. I mean, I definitely still stand by the fact that I don't think they just, like, wrap it up and say, look, here.
Yeah, because they really didn't ask her.
It's interesting because, I mean, obviously, I mean, none of us are parents that I know of. True. So we don't know, like, the
you dad don't know.
Age on Blake or your dad, I don't know. I don't think so. All right, anyway, we'll talk about it later.
kids are watching.
But on a more serious note, they're like, wait, what, Dad?
Just, they said you're going.
Just change name from Tony.
That's why you changed your Twitter handle.
Yep, my real name's Wallace.
Okay. Wow. Creepy.
Okay, on a more serious note, though.
Serious.
I just I'm just not educated on what that process is when you lose a child that's that far along or whatever. And I feel like when it is documented in movies, it's always that emotional scene, like, you lost the baby and then that's it.
Yeah.
We don't see them, you know, it was just really interesting to see them immediately hand off the baby to her and
take the picture.
That was so awkward.
It's emotional to watch.
Creating that bond, that mother-son-child bond when it's not alive. It was very emotional to watch. It was not hard to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. And that initially, that's why I thought, like, never in a million years would they ever do that. Right. Why, you know, give people false hope and you know, create that moment. But again, I think Stacey, you mentioned, like, after so long with your child, like, wouldn't you want to meet it?
It's got to be, hey, like, I would have loved you. Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to, you know, because it's really such a serious thing.
It's so personal to you. You don't know how you would act.
You can't. Exactly. Right. And that's the thing that we kind of all agree with. Actually, if this happened to us, like, how to react. Even when they were, like, the picture. And I appreciate the way that Sam played that role or I don't know his real name, but the way that role was played, because it wasn't like, oh, picture, okay, cheese. Like, it wasn't fake. It was like, you know what I mean? He was like, what? Like, he kind of had this anger a little bit, and then he was like, and then she said, we find this read. They kind of blopped that little research, and he said, okay, I guess we should, and she barely opened her eyes, and it was a beautiful scene. Hard to watch.
Yeah. How deep they actually, like, went into, like, how the baby was, like, for them for, like, moments was interesting and kind of made it settle a little bit more that maybe that actually is what they do, because, you know, they had the photo thing. It wasn't just like, here's your baby for a second, like, look at it. It was that, then the photo, then even Sam said, you know, they said to, like, take as much time as you need. So I wonder if that is,
it sounds,
you
know, like something easier, that would happen. It just sounds like part of the grieving process, which is I just didn't know about. Right. So,
exactly.
I mean,
like, sort of a closure thing to know, like, you know, like, have that moment.
Absolutely.
With.
Yeah.
So yeah, it makes a little bit of sense and makes sense for the episode why they did take so much time to make it a point to, like, have that awkward moment last for so long.
And she was going to look back at the picture later, and now we kind of, now almost every episode since we've come back to this part of the season makes more sense now.
Right.
Because we've been leading up to the baby thing, and we're like, well, how does this play out? And now we finally saw the full picture, and wow.
Right. Yeah. And then Eve is also at the hospital.
Eve is there.
What? She was trying to ruin her marriage.
Eve is just always third wheel.
I said, don't say nothing, girl. Don't speak.
Yeah.
She's both like, no, take a step back.
Ah, baby girl, take that red pantsuit and walk away. Okay.
Always the mistress. She's the third wheel in the Sam Annalise relationship.
Yeah.
Also, again, in the whole, like, Nate and Annalise relationship.
She's got to go get somebody.
Yeah. She's got to, I think she needs to step away.
Yeah.
If you're always.
It's so hard for me. Her relationship with Annalise is so hard for me because. Was it last episode when Annalise was like, well, I'm not with you because I'm not a lesbian. Was that last episode or the one before?
Mm-hmm.
But every time we see her with Eve, it's like, y'all are kind of soulmates.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they definitely have that connection. Something always brings them back together.
Right.
So I'm interested to see. Besides the fact that they're crazy.
They keep killing. I don't want to say, because Eve isn't as indulged in the whole, like, Annalise Keating and that kind of five. Mix and the Bonnie Frank. She's not necessarily that deep, but
she's under her spell though.
But all of them, I'm telling you, I cannot be around Annalise. I can't. Like, her character is starting to really bug me because I'm like, you're too much. Your power is like this, that, third. You know what I mean? Like whatever she says goes, she kicks them out, she brings them back, she tells them she loves them, then she kicks, like it's, it's a lot.
Yeah, well, there was some binge drinking again in this episode. We saw that.
That's true. Ivanka does speak louder than everything else.
Just this straight bottle. I can't believe she like pounds so much. She killed that bottle. I mean, Wes had a little bit, but he's kind of a lightweight.
We just assume so.
Can't handle it.
But yeah, real quick, back to your thoughts, Sterling, about Eve. I think you said that they are like so similar. I totally agree. I think that makes them very compatible in a lot of ways. But I think that might be a reason why she's always sort of the side chick. Opposites attract. I think there needs to be a balance in relationships, and sort of that's why Annalise gravitates towards people who are a little bit more balanced and not defending murderers all the time.
And I'm definitely rooting for Annalise and Nate right now.
So. I am too. I like when she was like, "Well, Nate will make sure I'm good." I was like, "Yeah, you tell her." I was like, "Okay." And then they're like, "Nate's here." I'm like,
Yeah, he is.
I like it. I love Nate's character, so I like that. Like, he's just a part of making sure that he's finally back in the picture in the good way. Yeah, because the last time it was a little sad. So
it is sad. Another thing that's sad. I do want to talk about the other big revelation: Wes's dad.
I called it.
You totally did. I feel bad because I was naysaying that a few episodes back
That theory is the best. That was the best exposure so far that I've gotten.
You know what I mean?
It makes the most sense, and it wasn't like, oh, it makes sense, so we're not going to do it. It made sense, and it was still like good, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So that was cool.
I like the potential of the storyline. Even their eyebrows kind of like look like each other. I mean, I'm pretty sure that the actors aren't related.
Right.
Fairly sure. But I like how well it was cast. Like, they did have like some type of feature where I guess not everybody was off the trail.
That guy Wallace plays a great asshole.
He's
played that a couple times. Yeah. So like, I like that. But what was interesting is when Annalise was saying like, what, you know, when she was really kind of badgering him about the situation, she was like, why would she say that you won't hurt her son if she's dead? And that made me very sad, because so what did he say? Like, if you stay alive, I'm coming after our son. Like that. Right. Is, like, how did she decide? Now I'm kind of going back to why she decided that getting rid of herself was the best choice.
He basically, so he threatened, he's like, if you don't testify, or if you don't say that you saw him that night, then we'll go after your son or whatever. So I guess that she was just got overwhelmed and was leaving it in Annalise's hands.
But don't you think they would do it anyway? Or not really, because she's gone?
Well, at the end of the day, they would hurt Christoph to hurt her. And if she hurts herself,
I don't know if he would hurt him, per se. But definitely, take him away from her.
Right.
Which is interesting, because...
Or deport her.
Yeah,
is
exactly
what they were threatening.
Mm-hmm. And she kind of, like... you know, called their bluff and called their hand by taking herself out of the picture.
Yeah. Right, because then Christoph isn't even in the equation anymore.
Right.
They obviously don't want it to come out that he's the real father.
Exactly.
They don't want anything to do with this kid, but they were just using that because they know how much she loves him.
That is
so it's
horrible. Crazy. I finally understand because when... what's Wes? Okay, so when he was like, I've been trying to protect you, or Annalise said that, and he was like, from what? I was like waiting. I'm like, from what? And I completely forgot, and you know, with your theory. So now it all makes sense with the motherliness and the wait list and the touching inappropriately. I get it. We needed to protect you from your crazy ass father. Yeah. I like it. I like it a lot.
Well, I feel like she wasn't even going to tell him the full truth until Wes said that line, when he was like, he was like, I don't even believe you when you say you're telling the truth. Right. And she was like, all right, well, here's the real reason.
Because
after she had already said, I feel guilty about your mom killing herself.
I'm glad she at least said that, because I wasn't sure. I didn't know what she was going to tell him. Like, you know, was she going to entertain the fact that he thinks he did it, or what was she going to do? So
I'm glad she... told him, put it all out
there. Yeah, no, I am too. I mean, he's obviously going to have to down this road and deal with it, which I guess is the reasons for Annalise not telling him sooner. But because I feel like the truth will always set you free, and it wasn't so bad. I mean, at least coming back into the
like, Annalise it doesn't make circle. Her look
right,
so evil.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah, I think it will be a huge relief for her to not have that sort of albatross on her shoulders.
Yeah.
And
I thought it was interesting that Wes said to her that, just the first part of the story when she told him all about his mom, when he was like, well, why didn't you just tell me that? Because that's right. like not
that's
that big
not
of a deal.
Even, right.
But then
I already thought it was yeah, easier than we're making
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Right. But
yeah.
then the father part is like, obviously.
Yeah, that's a pretty weird. I can't believe. What a douche, Dad.
Yeah, he's a
like,
douche for sure.
For a very successful father who was so passionate and there for his own like legitimate child, for him to turn his back and not even acknowledge another son.
At least
send
me some checks randomly. Like, just to figure, like, he doesn't have, I understand, he's an asshole, so we right. can't expect him to be in his life. We get that. We get the role he's playing, but he's literally had nothing to do with this kid.
Right.
For,
right.
You know,
well, I mean,
like,
he
your
raped
mom
her. You can't assume that this guy has some sort of, like, high moral, like,
right.
ground.
Oh, you're,
yeah.
Yeah. you're right.
So
you're
it's
right.
Like,
you're right. Yeah,
let's, he's the worst
yeah.
type
yeah.
of human
yeah.
on the planet.
Yeah.
He's not going to, like,
he is.
Send
he
checks.
Is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, it's an interesting dynamic where he is, like, so extreme, lovable dad for one, like, you know, breaking the law, forcing witnesses to lie for
right.
one son, and again, like, on the other son, just not even looking at him, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
threatening kidnap and God knows what else.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see how Wes takes this
yeah.
information, because we already see him researching
what
him.
What if
so.
He kills him?
Oh, shit.
No. No, I feel like they can't just
much.
Be doing
that's,
that every...
That's
like,
too much for Wes.
Bonnie really got into it. She was like, we're all terrible people. That's what we have
yeah.
in common.
Although,
and I was looking
yeah.
around like,
yeah, no, that was yep. probably my favorite quote of the episode. I was like, Bonnie, voice of reason, just, yeah.
She said, that's
I
all
nailed
we,
it.
I really liked Bonnie this episode, mm-hmm. and I usually
yeah.
don't, except for when that look she gave Frank when she was telling Asher that whoever killed Lila was responsible for this
much.
Whole thing. I was like, all right, well,
I said,
that's
damn,
a low blow.
You can't even, right, real low. I'm like, he doesn't even, he just calm down, you know, and then saying it in front of Asher, like, you could have that could have been a personal conversation, but okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of Asher, we can talk about him, he did an interesting episode. I mean,
oh yeah, he's a little, lucky.
Very interesting.
Couple, yeah,
I didn't know he had it in him. I mean, props to the guy. Michaela's hot, so
yeah. Michaela's hot. Nicely done.
Well, no, he had a very roller coaster episode. I mean, he started very like emotional, kind
yeah.
of like bringing the gang back together almost
yeah.
with his admission of how he murdered someone and how they helped him.
Yeah.
And then when they were going out clubbing, you know, he was hanging out with the guys. That
yeah.
escalated, so he had to step away.
That was interesting.
Yeah, and then he hooked up with Michaela. I mean, they definitely teed that up. I feel like it's getting a little soapy. I mean, not in a bad way
yeah.
that everybody's hooking up, but, you
they've
know, it's got to, I guess it's got to happen.
They've been teasing that, though, like, the
right.
past few episodes.
Asher
like,
and Michaela?
Well, like, when Asher was over at Oliver and Connor's, they were like, well, why don't you just hook up with Michaela?
Right.
Like, they've like, been throwing
oh,
in, like,
yeah.
little...
I was totally ignoring that. They would,
yeah.
like, throw it. I'm like, put that away.
Because to us, it was like, oh, that's never going to happen.
It seemed like it was never going to happen.
Yeah.
And I kind of wish, I mean... They're cute, like, that's fine. They're cute as people, but them being together, like, just, to me, like, alters the storyline. Like, we're just
right.
kind of, like, I didn't appreciate the Wes
and
Laurel
thing
already, because I'm like,
yeah,
it you know, now we have
stretch.
All the jokes with the little puppy thing, and I'm like,
right.
no, we like, I need to figure out what's going on with her and Frank. I mean, there's things to figure out. So, it's just, to me, it's a little bit distracting, especially based on the previews. It looks like they're going to be
doing
a little much, you know,
yeah.
later on.
So, she just, like, forgets about what's his face.
Right.
Like, I've
Caleb?
Already forgotten about
well,
yeah,
gone,
just, like,
so.
Forgets about
he's,
all the, he might
oh,
be
yeah. he's probably
he might
dead.
Be dead.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, my gosh. This, yeah.
Going back to Asher's little speech that he gave everyone, that was the first time in this whole show that we've seen someone thank the other people for
yes.
protecting them. He's like,
I can't
guys,
believe it's,
he's
it's
like, you
taken...
guys protected me even though I killed her, and
right.
I really appreciate that. Meanwhile, no one else has ever done that.
And they've done
show.
So much crap.
Yeah.
yeah.
Wow.
And he's like,
and
not even, that was, that's like nothing compared to like whatever.
Well, not, no. His,
I mean, he ran over someone.
His
okay.
was pretty blatant though.
He
like, he was like, okay, she did. Like,
yeah.
But the rest of them, like, they didn't even, I'm not gonna say they didn't kill Sam, but Sam was going after somebody. That's what happened. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, their first situation wasn't as bad. It's the stuff that came after it.
Right. right.
That's
I mean,
been crazy.
I will say there's something to Asher acting alone,
mm-hmm.
but I think that they both would have committed more of a manslaughter situation than, like, premeditated murder. Because it was both sort of in the heat of the moment.
Impulse.
Obviously, Sam's was a little bit more physical in that he, like, kind of attacked them and, you know, it spiraled out of control. But I feel like Asher kind of reacted in a similar way, like, a moment of rage that, you know, he just did something rash, reversed, and you know, lost control a bit.
Yeah.
And to Sterling's point, it's crazy that it has taken this long because
I feel like it's the end of the second season.
It's just really inappropriate. Like, Annalise has brought up so many times, I'm trying to protect everybody, I've got a lot on my plate, blah, blah. And I'm like, Annalise, you're mean. Like, you're, you know, her character right now, it's hard for me to be this mad at her because I didn't expect it. I'm, like, supposed to be in love with you, but literally she's, like, really bugged me the past probably five episodes because she's just like, I'm doing this for y'all. And they're like, what about all the stuff we're doing for you? You telling us to shoot you and stuff? I mean,
and meanwhile, Asher's in there apologizing for ruining all of their lives, and it's like not even his fault.
And she literally was like, you are the King Five, your life is over. Like, that's really what happened. I could have just went to class like the normal extras in this show, you know. So it's just interesting because I really want her to get a little bit more maternal with them than she is.
I think it's going to be better now that she's gotten all this off of her chest and Wes knows everything. And I feel like that's been building up inside of her, that all this guilt and anger at herself and all this stuff. Okay. But now that it's out there, I feel like we're going to see more of the old her back.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like, let's say old her, because I said maternal and I realized she's allowed to be a badass. I'm not. That's not a problem. It's just that she's so mean that I didn't understand why. But you're right. I like that. Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, that's
yeah.
what I'm hoping for anyway.
The classic Annalise. I mean, she kicks ass and takes names. Right. So I'm definitely down to watch that again. Overall, I mean, I feel like the characters after this episode are really almost in a better place, like a more powerful place within themselves. You know, we talked about Asher kind of making a big come up in a lot of ways.
In more ways than one.
But, you know, I feel like a lot of the characters are sort of settling in with who they are. I mean, even Oliver, who's not, you know, part of the group officially, kind of realized that he's on a different path now. Not necessarily, like, fully corrupted, but he's like, you know what, I'm here. This is our reality. Like, let's live together. In this moment.
I don't like it.
He's addicted to the drama. Yeah. Right. He, like, loves that.
Connor's like, I'm trying to save you. Like, you need to really listen to me. He's like, whatever you say goes, huh? Let's just dance. I mean,
let's dance.
Yeah, he's like, let's just dance. I'm like, all right.
When you're part of that, like, dysfunction, I mean, it's hard not to catch it a little bit. I mean, I don't think he's going to, you know, help cover up more murders. Right. Well, he probably would cover them up, but I don't think he would commit anything.
Right.
I'm surprised he doesn't know more already. Like, Laurel definitely kind of threw a match, you know, under
that. I think he might go digging. I mean, now that he's revealed this thing about quitting his job over a week ago, like, maybe the Connor reveals something. I mean, that's kind of dangerous. I agree with Bonnie. I think if he let the cat out of the bag with him.
Oh, we're all done. Yeah.
There's already way too many people that know.
Exactly. Yeah.
Worst kept secret ever.
Like, everybody in the house, then now, especially with the Laurel thing at the end, too much exposed, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many secrets, and they're all getting more and more exposed. I mean, we can talk about the big one now. Frank killed Lila. I mean, and now Annalise knows. Freaking Laurel.
Freaking Laurel. That was
she went from, like, one of my favorite characters to the bottom of the list.
No, in one episode?
Okay, Tequila makes two crazy things.
I'm not going to say benefit of the doubt, but it was the tequila time. Yeah. Let's just say that it had, because Laurel was kicking ass all last episode before that. You know,
I mean, she was. It was sort of a downward spiral because I feel like she had, like, the height of Laurel was pretty awesome. Like, she was taking care of business.
Right. But once she didn't have Frank and then she didn't have Wes.
Yeah, I mean, when the Frank thing fell apart, then she, like, got obsessed with Wes. I was like, okay, why are you doing this? And then now she's getting drunk and, like, blowing the whole thing for everybody. Oh, like,
that was... That's going to hurt next episode. I don't even know
Laurel. So super Laurel, basic.
So Laurel knows that Frank killed Lila, but she thinks it was Annalise that told Frank to do it.
I mean, that's what I think he like didn't answer when Laurel asked
both
him that.
Times.
Which, like, made, assumed. Yeah, it was like.
But Bonnie knows that it's Sam.
Yeah.
That really ordered it.
Yes.
Right. And so now Annalise is like,
I can't trust either of y'all, probably.
Yeah, like, who? Well, then who did it?
Now.
Do we think that she just assumes it was Sam? Yeah.
I think, I think she thinks a lot of different things. She knows that, like, either Frank or Bonnie know more. And I think she's going to start probing.
Right, yeah.
Like, pretty hardcore.
Probing? You know, she's crazy. She will throw something.
She's
going
to throw the house down.
Yeah.
Like, she actually just left. She beelined back to her mom's house. She was surprisingly happy to receive her.
I know. Yeah. Well, she's her mom. You know, she's got to do that.
Mother's love.
Right. She's still, like, undeniably going to be there for her. But I think what's important for Annalise is that, well, just to see the way she left, I think that was her final straw. Like, okay, I can't trust anybody. Because, you know, she was kind of at the end point already. I'm going to assume it was the vodka, because the way she kicked everybody out, I thought that was a little foul. Because I'm like, Philip is still out there. Or whoever we're worried about is still out there.
Exactly.
So for her to do that, I'm like, okay. But with that, knowing that the two people she's, like, really trying to hold on to that understand her beyond anything, that's why she left. So it's just going to be interesting to see how she comes back and says, like, can I trust you? Can I trust you? And what the hell is going to happen with her and Frank? Because they are, to me, they're like partners in crime.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. We found out that Sam is the one who guilted Annalise into giving Frank a job.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so you know, that adds up.
Called white trash.
Exactly. And I think Bonnie must have known something of that, of how, like, Frank got into the house, like, with Annalise and Sam, because she figured it out. I mean, she was the only one, I think, to figure it out on her own.
Bonnie.
Yeah. Right, the truth.
Yeah.
About what happened to Lana.
It's interesting that both Frank and Bonnie kind of started with stronger relationships with Sam than Annalise, and now they're both, like, Annalise's, like...
Oh, that is interesting.
I feel like Annalise, you know, she can definitely handle her own. And maybe because, you know, these people were around seeing Sam, they kind of got, like, introduced to Annalise that way. And they're like, oh, well, I like law. Like, we can help you too. Mm-hmm. And then, you know,
got under that
snowballed.
Spell.
Right.
Yeah, that's wild. I mean, I'm just kind of speechless, because that was the one thing I really wanted to just...
Yeah, just like, don't tell anyone.
Don't
just bury
say
it down
like,
deep.
Just don't say anything. That would have been the one thing. Because now, once everyone else finds out, I mean, they're going to be like, so what were we doing with Rebecca this whole time? Like, it's just going to be really confusing.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's got to be more to Frank, though, right? Because Sam wouldn't be saving him from, like, what's the gutter?
Exactly.
You know what
exactly.
I mean? Like, I feel like next episode, Annalise is going to drop some sort of bomb about Frank that's going to...
And we've been looking for it, because we were saying, why the heck are they so close? And we don't... Do we know the Bonnie thing? Is it the sexual assault from the past?
Well, we know that she was
Sam was her
therapist or whatever.
Right. She was abused as a child.
Okay. But I'm just... Yeah, we've been wondering what Frank's thing is. Like, what draws him into... Him and Annalise's relationship, like, what is he saving? What is she saving him from? You know.
Yeah. Well, we learned today was that
he got, like, picked up from the gutter. I guess.
Annalise hired him because of Sam.
Right.
Yeah.
For some reason, we don't know
exactly. I mean, it was interesting because we've seen a little bit of Frank's family. One of the insults Annalise dropped was like, like, you're so white trash. I don't know if he was
but
just
they
like
weren't
really...
white trash. Was
yeah,
his
I mean,
family white trash?
No, I mean, not in the traditional sense, I don't think.
He must have done something or gone off the beaten track or something.
Okay, well, whatever it is, I guess that'll come into play next week.
Yeah, I definitely want to find more about Frank. Frank's awesome. I mean, to pick up someone without even saying anything. He just, like, checked her out.
Yeah,
she's like, all right, let's do this.
Like, we're in 512. Let's go.
I mean,
it's never happened.
It's definitely almost too easy at that point. I feel like I'd have questions. I'd be like, what? Why? Like, I didn't even say a word to you. Like, you know nothing about me.
That's did you check me out? Like,
that's weird. There's a line, and I think that's on the scarily easy side. Probably unsafe.
She was like, so are you coming or not? It's like, shit.
Yeah, you meant now.
Oh, right now.
Like, what's your name? What are we going to talk?
I'm Frank.
Like,
that's not Frank's style.
Yeah,
that was a lot.
Notice she wasn't blonde either. He's never been into blonde.
Yeah,
I was like, what?
I like how they play in the most random crap. Like, that... the fact that you even noticed that's so true. Because, like,
well, he said that he wasn't into blondes, and personally, I was like, hello, what the hell, Frank?
Never forget. Just trying to be nice. Right? I ain't gonna forget when you walk up to me on a street.
Yeah, just don't tell him your hotel room.
Whatever. Give my address.
Hilarious.
I think Frank's gonna turn though.
You think so?
I feel like he will. Because he's been used so much, and now...
Turn what?
But, I mean,
I don't know,
after
the previews kind of made it seem like he was about
killed for them.
I don't know.
He can't go anywhere. Like, I don't...
But is Annalise gonna... I don't know. How is she gonna react?
It's hot. I'm serious. Yeah, it's not gonna be
It's good. Not gonna go down well. That's for damn sure.
And that's what I'm really scared about. Because that's what started everything. Like, oh my gosh, when she figures out Sam is behind it all, this woman is gonna blow up.
Well, yeah, he's already dead, so she can't really do anything.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, she's like, so this man is dead, and we still wasting time, like, covering his ass, basically. Like... I don't know. I don't like it. And I'm just looking at Laurel like, really though, girl.
Yeah,
just
really? We're doing that?
I feel like if she had to have gone to that, to Annalise's house, right, knowing that she was gonna, she wanted answers. And she had that liquid courage to ask
for it. Not chill, which is too bad. Because, I mean, at the beginning of the episode, everybody was just regulating. Like, yeah. I love that montage of, you know, all the questioning, getting grilled, and they were just like, please, challenge me.
I love that. Wow, they really killed that. Even Asher didn't do too bad. Right. Yeah, he looked a little shaky up in.
But his questions were harder, though. Right. Like, they were like, oh, it's interesting that Sinclair was alive in the last place we saw you. Were, you know, you weren't at the house, but were they covering your butt? I mean,
they legit pinned the murder on
him. Yeah. And they had actual witnesses, like, time-stamped. Like, that was harder to get out of, for sure.
I totally forgot about that woman. I knew it was going to come back to bite me in the butt. I knew it, because when she said, hi, and Asher was like, I was like, this is coming back to us.
Yeah.
How would she remember his face that clearly, though? You know what I mean? Like, when she, like, sees a picture, she's like, oh, I saw that guy, like, 14 weeks ago.
That's very true.
Like, so long ago. A parking garage. I don't know the exact amount of time.
She might have known his dad, you know, because it's in the building that all were.
Oh, yeah, so she might have been like,
oh, is that Bulba's son?
Yeah.
You know, I feel like that was...
That makes sense. That might have been... That definitely makes more sense.
Yeah.
Crazy. Where do we go from here, guys? Where do we go from here?
Philip.
Okay.
Where is Philip now? I mean, we saw, we were talking a little bit about, like, how aggressive he was really being. I mean, he obviously, like, jumped on Annalise, but I feel like if you were doing a B&E, you would probably try to subdue anyone.
Right.
I mean, he didn't have a weapon, it seemed, not one that he didn't use, at least. So it's interesting. I wonder if he is as bad as we think he is.
Yeah, we think he's just trying to, like, get her attention.
Yeah, right. I think they've said it.
I gotta run away.
That's what I was saying last week, because I know when I mentioned it, JB said, like, it's a little too crazy for it to be a complete other person that we should be worried about. And I get that, but the way he attacked her, and then when we saw it again, I'm like, I don't think he was trying to beat her up. Like, she couldn't have escaped if he was trying to kill her. If he's the guy we think, bow. Like, what do we have to worry about?
He's murdered many, many people.
Like, why are we worried about it? I think he was like, how about you stop following me or whatever. You know, I feel like it's some type of, like, hey, I'm just trying to, like, let you guys know what's really going on. I don't know.
Exactly. Let's not forget, she is totally ruining his life. Right. Like, there are, like, the feds on his trail.
Right. Like, so he's like, this is the only place I can hide out, whatever. Yeah. And the fact that she escaped, I was like, dang it, I really wanted to hear him talk. It wasn't enough to just get him in that scene. Right. I need to hear, you know, because now that I'm sure he knows people are after him. We don't know where we're going to find him next. Yeah. So that's what I'm thinking. I don't know.
I don't know. I just feel like it's too easy, again, to, like, just think that he's killing all these people and now it's...
Right.
Whatever. I feel like he was trying to tell Annalise something and then she punched him in the face and then he had to run away because, like, the feds are coming.
Even the Caleb thing, like, him missing, it's like... It's too easy for it to be a Philip thing. I mean, it would make a little bit more sense because maybe he's saying, like, listen, I'm really trying to get your attention. Maybe I can tell you something about your sister, whatever. But, or is Caleb missing at all? Did he just run away?
I mean, that's what I think. I'm thinking that Philip went to Caleb just like he went to Catherine and, like, told him something and then he just, like, left town.
Oh my God, Philip did it. I mean, Caleb did it.
Whoa.
Caleb did everything.
What?
Maybe.
That'd
he could
be
have.
Cold-blooded. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Caleb did it, y'all.
That's a crazy
But does that make sense? He ployed them in and in. And
even Michaela. So now I'm happy she's hooking up with Asher.
It's Caleb.
That's crazy. I love that. I mean, I like...
It's gotta be Caleb.
Because you know, he's like sort of like the charismatic child. Like obviously his sister was all about him.
Maybe Philip's running from Caleb.
Right. Well, no, I mean that totally adds up because he's super jealous. Oh my God.
Girl, maybe Philip.
I feel like there's also a reason Philip was at Wes's apartment when Wes wasn't there. Like maybe he was trying to gather some information or I don't know, find.
Yeah, and like if he did go to Catherine and they were in cahoots, like why would she side with him if he was the murderer? Like, oh, you're my murdering brother that I know nothing about. Let's hang out.
She probably is so much more innocent than we think. Like Caleb might have planted that. It's Caleb.
The gun and then took what's her name?
He had no problem framing his sister.
What?
Brought everybody. Again, I mean, he got the eyes and the sexy clothes. I mean, I'm sure it's got to be Caleb.
Right.
Wow.
What? So yeah, maybe that's the reason why they set up the Asher Michaela thing too.
Yes.
Because it's like he's getting out of the
pushed
picture.
Out.
Ooh, whoa. I like that. Because it just the Philip thing didn't make not that it didn't make any sense because it did. It's just it was becoming like. We haven't heard enough from him. Remember when he broke in and he was like, hey, guys, I'm just trying to, like, even then.
You guys are ruining my life.
Yeah, exactly. Why the hell are y'all breaking into my stuff? Like, he just seemed so confused, and I think he really was just trying to be part of the family.
Right.
And Caleb wasn't feeling that
Yeah, plus I feel like the whole storyline of, like, a guy we know nothing about, super mysterious in the shadows, like, killing everybody is, like, that's not sort of in the style of the show. I feel like there wouldn't be a reason for him to break in so many times and not hurt anyone.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, if he's there.
Exactly. And you don't, yes, you kill two parents in cold blood and an aunt and you're just like, no big deal. It is freaking Caleb, y'all. I'm like thinking
totally
of every
totally
episode that this
it
man
totally
played
is.
Us.
Oh, man.
They don't even need
insane
to watch that
shit. We
now
write
we
the show.
Because I need to make sure, right. I need to make sure I'm, because I'll be so sad if they're like, nah, it was actually Michaela. I don't know. Like, you know, maybe just trip me out. But yeah, that
I
makes
like
sense.
That prediction, though. I'm not going to lie. That's pretty fire.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Man.
What else?
Wow, and that would make sense for why they made it so, why they made Kayla, like, fall so hard for him, because now that's going to be a whole other thing that she's like, oh, my God, I fell in love with a murderer.
Oh, my
right.
God. Plus, like, he's just playing such the good guy. Like, he's the good brother.
Like, I'd do anything
for
her.
Anything,
yeah.
And it's my sister, and, yeah, I shouldn't have bought that from him. Ooh, he was good. It's Kayla. It's got to be.
Plus, when I think it was the last episode or the episode before, like Catherine like called Caleb out, and she's like, went to Philip because he was like a brother. He was there for me.
Ooh,
so like for them
to
live and grow up together and like not have that connection is a little weird.
But I think they did, right? Is it just all the case that... Because they seemed like they were cool in the beginning. Like there was nothing...
Yeah, I mean, they played with it. They obviously were close enough to get those like faked photos of their relationship.
Right. That was... that was creepy.
I don't know. Oh, man.
And Caleb has an alibi of being at Michaela's that night, but Michaela wasn't there, so he could have been anywhere. Because he's saying he was at Michaela's, and Michaela was saying he was at my place. But he really could have been anywhere now that no one, because she wasn't supposed to leave him. And since she
did. And then, like, even when the DA brought it up this episode, I was kind of like, I wasn't sure where that was going and why that was important. And now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, it's a play situation. I can play Michaela and be like, where do I need to go? And she's like, go here. And he's like, cool. I got a place to go. Why? Bah, 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 bah. Okay, I'm here. You know what I mean? Like,
right. And I think he was one of the prime suspects for. Not the parents' murder, but the aunt.
Yeah.
Like, he was, like, running conveniently, like, while she got killed.
Yeah.
And, like, they came up with another, like, alibi thing, but...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, he was
so
definitely in the limelight, so if they pull that full circle, it'd be crazy.
I would really like that.
Yeah.
I would be so sad, because I'm like, we've really been buying your crap for a whole season.
Right.
Like, a season. 15 episodes of you.
Poor Philip, you know, just like
Philip, just misunderstood.
I know.
Misunderstood.
You know, it's that, like, they put him in these terrible clothes and, like these big old t-shirts that don't fit. And I'm like, that's really what it is.
Yeah.
Like, whew, I like that theory. Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, in a way, it's similar to Wes's storyline now.
Yeah.
I guess that everybody knows most things because he was growing up on the outside. I guess Philip knew more, like, long term that he was related to the family and had nothing. But now I think Wes is gonna take maybe a similar stage. I don't think he's going to kill Wallace Mahoney. but he's definitely going to confront him.
Yeah. He's got to get something out of him. You Wes know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, well, Wes does stuff without protection. Like, he's like, I'm going to just go to New York and talk to Eve. Eve could have been crazy and be like, don't come up here, shoot you. I mean, you don't know.
Just like, what? Get out of here.
You know what I mean?
Get out of my lobby.
He just doesn't, and he'll go to Nate, hey, Nate, this will happen. It's like,
right.
Like, you just
shut your beautiful
mouth. Wes is the one that you're like, if you do not catch this man, he will run wild. So going to his dad by himself, not a good idea. I mean, I get it.
He's Please a powerful dude. Like,
He will chop you too quick. Like, he doesn't care. He hasn't cared about you this whole time.
Can you imagine a scene where Annalise and Wes walk into Wallace's office together, just like unannounced? That would be crazy.
That would be like, more awkward than like what? The baby scene.
Yeah. Like, oh my. Yeah. He really was like, I thought I got rid of y'all years
a long
ago.
Time ago.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And if they like, walk in together, you'd probably have a heart attack. Yeah. It's like,
really intense. What if she like comes in and is like, we're suing your ass, and then I don't know.
Oh,
I'm not even mad. I love
I don't think that would happen.
It's not going to, but I love it.
Okay, yeah, no, there's a bunch of stuff happening. Let's go into predictions because I feel like
we've already kind of been in them.
We're like, y'all, AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I think while we're on this Wes train right now, I think he's going to try to track down his dad with the help of Annalise, or maybe not, but I feel like he's going to try to get his DNA somehow and like prove first that they're related, and then maybe after that like sort of set up something, maybe not to blackmail him, but to force his hand, kind of call him out.
At that point, I would just be like, give me all your money.
Yeah, just
you know
dad,
what I mean? Like,
what is this?
You're a terrible person, but just give me your money.
That was child support.
Yeah.
Yeah, the money would be cool. You know, Jimmy Choo's would be nice.
Yeah.
A nice house would be cool, I guess. But I feel like the West we know isn't materialistic.
He's not
going
to want that.
So he's
not.
Like,
he's
I want
not.
Answers. And it's like, you know, you just don't want to check?
Like, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel like he just wants him to know. Like, he wants, like, his presence, like, force onto Wallace's life. Like, you made me. Like, you have to deal with the reality of that.
Yeah, I agree.
And even that.
I want him to do that, too. Like, I want Wallace to go down.
That man is horrible, man. But, okay. I like that. I like that a lot. What do you think?
Crazy.
Well, I just want to know, like, what's going to happen with Annalise. Because now that she's running back to her mom, that's obviously a sign that she can't trust anyone now. So, like,
well, people just show up at her house.
Yeah,
like, they just come drunk, like, knocking on the door.
Well, what I was saying earlier, that now that all of this stuff with Wes is out on the table, now we'll see the old Annalise back. But now that she has this bomb dropped on her about Frank, I just don't really know.
Yeah. We were so close.
Yeah, we were so close.
To some kind of saving grace.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't really have a prediction around that. It's just, like, that's what I'm most curious to know about. But I really like your Caleb theory. Yeah. I'm going to hop on that.
I think if the Caleb thing is true, I just want to see, because when they do the time thing and they, you know, circle it back, I love how they show us like the time lapse
when they
didn't
like, reverse
even realize.
The time.
So if they do that for this and show us, this is how we got tricked by Caleb this time, and this time, and like how it affected everybody, I just really want to see when we, you know, because it's cool that we found out, but I'm sure that so many people are going to be like, this is such a shock. So I would love to see how that plays out. And if it's not Caleb, then honestly at this point, I don't even think I'm excited about it being Philip anymore. Like,
when in the preview it said we have two more bodies in the mix, I was like, wait, what?
The tease was like three backstabbings, two dead bodies, and one like
crazy. I don't think I can watch it.
I can't.
I'm not going to have... I don't have the strength to watch these episodes sometimes. Like...
It's been a long week.
Thursday. This needs to be like a Monday show so you can recuperate.
Especially with episodes like this where they're jam-packed with like OMG moments.
Crap. And I think we'll find out more about Frank's past.
Frank's past. I could,
Because that wasn't That wasn't enough for him to be under her spell.
I agree.
I wonder if Frank and Bonnie are going to be sort of like the team now, trying to protect each other and like keep the actual truth from getting to Annalise, since they both know. They don't know that Annalise knows, but I feel like together they could create something where she doesn't find out immediately.
She should, though.
Yeah.
Well, I think Annalise, now that she knows what she knows now, And in hindsight, having seen Bonnie and Frank come out of the the basement together, it's like, all right, well, they obviously both know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're keeping it from me.
Right.
So. Well, they know something. Yeah, I mean, hopefully, I don't know. Everybody's going off and hooking up with everybody.
Do you think
now.
Frank is like, because, you know, when Frank was like, she can't know, is he trying to protect her or is he trying to protect himself?
I think both. I mean, it would obviously devastate the Frank Annalise relationship 100%.
Yeah.
But I think that going back down that road and like, bringing the affair and everything so close back into Annalise's life is not good for anyone.
Yeah. Can I say something really, really crazy? Sure, that's probably definitely not going to happen.
Fire away.
Now I feel like if Frank does flip or something, not on Annalise.
Okay.
But once he finds out that Annalise knows and it was Laurel that tells him, like, Laurel is the only person that knows the whole, like, that truth out of the kids or whatever. Right. I feel like she could be gone. If Frank has anything to say about it.
He loves her, though, so probably not, but...
I like it. Because she did piss me off. Her off.
No, they're not going to kill her. They're not going to kill her. Oh,
snap.
No, no.
We'll see.
Something crazy, I told you.
Oh, hey, dropping bombs. Until next week with the finale.
About the other thing, so.
Where can the people find you guys?
You guys can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at One Takes Days. Thanks for watching.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Sterling Cates.
Awesome, and you guys can find me at Hey John Blake on Twitter and Instagram. Please, if you like the show or any other AfterBuzz TV show, rate and review them. We love to read your comments. Subscribe.
Yep.
That's right.
Give us 5 stars.
Exactly. And we'll see you guys next week.
See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.